Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for everything you never knew you wanted to know about squeaky floors.
I do want to, I have some questions. This house isn't so bad, but some of them, man.
I know, right? When we replaced the flooring in our upstairs bedroom, took off the carpet, and I went around with a drill and I screwed down every loose board I could find. And there's still an there's still areas where, you know, like if I step over here, it's going to squeak. Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
During the Edo period in Japan, that's the early 17th to the 19th century.
Okay.
That was a time period not so much about war, but like espionage.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take you back in time. Imagine it's the 17th century. We're going back 400 years to the Ninjo Castle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the Nemomaru Palace area of the castle. It's late at night. Your job is to protect the shogun and his family. All is quiet until you hear.
Oh, what is that? It sounds like birds.
That is a nightingale floor.
Oh, my word. No, thank you.
And here's the thing. Okay, so it's this very special construction that's done with loose floorboards. And then there is a, well, they call it a clamp, but I wouldn't call it a clamp. It's a like a piece of metal rod that has a hook in it that kind of hooks into the floorboard. And then it's screwed into like the beam that all the boards are laying on.
Okay.
The nail hole is loose enough so that when you walk on the board, it moves up and down on the nails. And that moving up and down.
Oh, diabolical. You definitely can't sneak up on them.
No, you can't. It's funny because you can go and tour these places now and people walk across and you can see them trying to be all sneaky. And honestly, it seemed like the harder you tried to be quiet.
Yes. The worse it would be. Like you should just stride across and get it done with.
Yeah. Just walk across. Yeah. What was funny is like the Wikipedia is the first place I went to because somebody mentioned nightingale floors and I was like, oh, what the heck is that? And I went to Wikipedia and that article says that the squeaky floor part was part of the aging of the floor. Absolutely not. If you look at the diagram, and I'll have this in the show notes, these are made purposefully to keep ninja or shinobi from sneaking in and assassinating somebody.
This seems kind of niche-y. I'm guessing there's not a ton of these because like who's going to do that? Nobody's trying to sneak in to kill me.
Yeah, no, very niche-y. Palaces, couple of temples. They were only popular for a very limited time. I have a feeling almost that it might have been almost like the ADT, this house is patrolled sign, right?
Yes.
And so if you knew that it had the squeaky floors, then maybe this is just not the place you're going to go. There is some thought that the guards would walk in a specific way so that it would squeak, but it would have a certain pattern.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But there's that's like all anecdotal.
I think I would just post the guards outside because I'd want to sleep well.
That was the thing. Because, you know, there were some, one of them, it was like a walkway to a building. And I almost wonder if that would have been the smarter choice. Like you've got a moat or something. And then this was the only way to, although I guess you could just swim. It's definitely niche-y.
Yeah.
It kind of feels the same way I feel about, again, those crime movies where there's laser beams and you've got somebody
yes.
who claps chalk and then like weaves their way through all the laser beams. This,
yeah,
this is their equivalent of that.
Yeah, this is the ancient version of that.
I think
that for the majority of people, if you knew that Shogun Bob had the squeaky floor and Shogun Jim did not, even if you thought he did, it would be enough of a deterrent to go try Jim instead of Bob because be like, not worth it.
No,
I'm gonna try somebody more accessible, which is still how the security industry kind of works. Like you just have to be better than the other guy, unless you're the Louvre or something like that.
But that's true. That's true. Yeah. So these floors were called, because you said they sounded like birds.
Yes.
Uguisu, which is a Japanese nightingale.
When you first started playing it, I'm like, this is about a bird. Why would they name a bird? This doesn't make sense.
Why is a bird called a squeaky floor? Where are you going?
It really did sound bird-like initially.
It does. It sounds very bird. I watched way too many videos of people's, I went to Japan and walked on this floor.
I would not be able to resist walking on that floor.
Oh,
and jumping and doing a little tippy toe dance. That would be a nightmare for parents with a sensory kid who wanted more and more sensory stimulation.
Yes, there are very good diagrams. I imagine if you were creative with your blacksmithing, you could make some of these clamp spike combos and make your own nightingale floor.
Yeah, that'd be a fun, like, for an advanced wood shop class.
Oh, no.
Some niche college class. I can absolutely see them doing that, where it's a trade college that focuses on handcrafts and those sorts of things. We're going to make this beautiful nightingale floor with.
Yes. I don't want that in my house.
No, thank you. Absolutely not. I will give it to my grandchildren someday, though.
Oh, absolutely. There you go. Drum set, nightingale floor. It's a toss up. Could be a xylophone. You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably a drum set because that's simpler, but nightingale floor is absolutely on the list.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So that's all there really is. I think we need to listen.
Yeah.
It's so squeaky.
Now it sounds like steps. Now that you have told me what it is, it does sound like steps across the floor.
Yeah.
But that would be like nails on a chalkboard too. Just that metallic sound is like, wah.
Yeah, if that was right outside my bedroom, I wouldn't need guards. I would murder whoever was out there.
Yes. Yeah. But I do think, like, the woodsmith guy be like, oh, I'll try that. Let's give it a whirl. And he does it, you know, chiseling everything by hand. And...
yeah, because the boards are chiseled out, so they have a little notch in them. And then this hook just hooks into the board, and then it kind of floats on those. I almost wonder, now that I'm talking about it, mm-hmm. I almost wonder if the first one wasn't some guy who really sucked at his job.
Yeah. They're like, you know, hey, this might actually.
Yeah. As he's being led off to commit seppuku, he was like, no, 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 no. It was supposed to do that. This is going to keep you
it's
safe.
It's a feature. It's a feature.
It's not a bug.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to revisit that sound, please visit us at brainjunkpodcast.com. I'm sure Trace will put that in the notes and you can just play it over and over. If you're nine, that's brainjunkpodcast.com. Play it for your family. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. You might even be craftier as a result.